This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the DJV program. This is the morning question. Jennifer works on the radio station in Los Angeles called The Answer. This is the question. The question is, what's going on? Jennifer Victoria Carey here to bring you up to date along with me as to what's going on. I'll pose that question. What's the question, Jennifer, that we have about today?
When is the government going to reopen? That's the question. Does that sound like a good one?
Well, it's sort of not. I mean, yeah. If there is something that doesn't keep this going on and 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 on.
Well, this past weekend, so sorry, a couple of days ago, the president went in front of television cameras at the White House and did an address where he offered a plan, a compromise plan to Democrats. He offered them a 3-year extension of protections for DACA kids, Dreamers. There are 700,000 of them by very modest counts. Most people think that number can go up to about 3 million, actually.
Ooh.
And in exchange, $5.7 billion would go to wall funding, building a barrier along our southern border. He called it a barrier. He did not say a wall, so this could be a steel fence, which is what the president's now willing to compromise on. He also said $80 million would go to humanitarian aid, which means all of those people from Central America, those kids that are sitting there getting sick at the border of Mexico and the United States, more money for them and also more money for judges in our immigration system to help speed through the processing of these asylum claims and immigration court dates, which are taking forever. Because they're backlogged by hundreds of thousands of cases. This deal was put out to Democrats. Democrats had a pretty icy cold reaction over the weekend, saying they're just simply not talking to the president until the government's reopened. I don't know if that looks great for them, because I think people are getting very tired of having the government shut down. So now the Senate will vote on it this week, like just a day or two from now. They'll be voting on this to see if they can actually get some bipartisan support on this, at least in the Senate, where you tend to find more moderate Republicans and more moderate Democrats who might be willing to come together on this. It would still need to go to the House, but with pressure on House Democrats, if they can get this passed out of the Senate, then maybe we would see some movement here, or at least a counterproposal, because we haven't even seen that as of yet from Democrats who just say they don't want to negotiate with the president at all.
So we don't have a democracy. Most people who have studied this, our former government, know we have a representative form of government. It's not a Democrat, and it's not a democracy. So I'm wondering, as you go through this day after day after day, we hear these stories, what constituency is being served? The base of either of these two groups feels that their positions, the positions of the leaders, are the right thing. Both Democrats feel their base supports them. Republicans feel their base supports them. Who thinks that way? Who are you? You're there to represent the people that you have been elected by. You're not there. I've always had a real problem with this, and I think I learned it when I was in high school history, and I've had it sticking in my craw ever since, because things have become so political based on individual decisions instead of the collective decision. I think each congressperson represents, 450,000 people, something like that? So what do those 450,000 people want you to do? Are you studying what they say? Do you have polls? Are there what goes on in your district? And if, in fact, you're doing what you're supposed to do, and that is get the pulse of your district, who's saying they want the government to stay shut down? I know there are some people. I've even said, it's okay. But after a while, when it affects the economy, it's just okay enough already. And even if the government shutdown went on for a reasonable reason, that'd be one thing. But it isn't. It's politics and the individuals that are talking about what they believe versus what their constituents want them to do. So it just seems to me that either we have a very uninformed electorate or we have people who know that once they get elected, it'll be hard for them to get booted out. Although we did see, 40 or so congressmen get beaten, didn't they, or leave? Or whatever. We had a turnover of about 40 or 45 congressmen, I think, didn't we, Jennifer? Last election, if
like
I remember.
I think it was 35, 33,
okay.
Something like that.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, does what I'm saying make sense, ladies? When you elect somebody, don't you want them to do what you want them to do?
Yes, but I don't think that necessarily... I think that we're seeing politics played here on both sides. But I also think if what you're saying is true, then you are supportive of this shutdown because 79% of Americans, regardless of party preference, think that border security is a problem in this country and want to say it's actually the most important problem.
It is a serious problem.
Yeah, I mean, if what you're saying is true, they'd be supportive of this.
Why is it that it's such a problem here? I mean, it's a problem in Europe, too, and they're dealing with the same sort of issues. But is it that we have such a wonderful country? And why is it that it should all be on us? Trump said the Mexicans are going to pay for the war, indirectly. So why shouldn't they be paying for all this other stuff that is part of the problem? And why do the Democrats not want to build a wall? It does. The optics for them make it look like, whether it's true or not, but it looks to me, and I'm fairly objective, that they don't want to build a wall because they want all these people to come in so that they'll vote for them. And I think it's most of the people that come in this way, Victoria, vote Democratic. They don't vote Republican once they get to be legal.
Right, but I've just never, that's funny. I'm laughing because it sounded kind of funny, that's all.
No, that's actually what people worry about, but I think more of a problem because, look, when you live in Los Angeles and you hear that there are 100,000 people casting votes illegally, that's a lot in the city of Los Angeles. And it's because they're doing this across the country. This is not a West Coast problem. They do motor voters. So when you start allowing illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses, well, then all of a sudden there's a lot of clerical errors that start registering people to vote when they register for a driver's license. That's a concern. But really, what's more at stake, Doug, is not necessarily yes, there's a threat for illegal votes. Yes, given, granted, and it happens. But the bigger threat and the bigger benefit to Democrats, and it's coming up on a census year, is that they want as many bodies as they can get into all of these districts. Because what happens is that when we count the census in 2020, we don't ask, even though Trump wanted to, but a judge struck down his idea to ask if people were citizens, which I think is a fair and basic question when we count the census, everybody is being counted, which redraws electoral maps. And so all of a sudden, then you have districts that are much more favorable to people who are Democrats running for Congress and for president, and the people that are being counted are not actual American citizens. So really, that's why Democrats want more people in, because of the redistricting.
Yeah, it's huge. And why shouldn't you have ID and be able to prove who you are? It's ridiculous. I see how it works in my own. I vote in every election. I go in and I give my name and my address. They don't know whether it's me or not. I could be, they don't know it's me. Unless the people know me because people in town know me. But what I'm saying is anybody could walk in that wasn't known from another district in town, and you can go into every one of the 10 districts and vote. You know, using somebody else's name if you knew who was on the name on the list that wasn't still maybe alive or wasn't in town, that sort of thing. In a moment, news from the FDA that you may find, I think I find both these things itemized to be very interesting and very compelling and very important for all of us to know right after this.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track, and they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Despite more credit card rewards options than ever, consumers are often limited in choosing where they can earn rewards. Recently, Bank of America announced a new cashback card, which for the first time gives consumers the power to choose where they earn rewards. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Consumers' lives and spending priorities change constantly. One month, you're planning a do-it-yourself remodel, and the next, you're booking a family trip. Now, the new Cash Rewards card from Bank of America offers the flexibility to meet these changing financial needs. Each month, cardholders can go online and easily choose from one of six popular categories to earn 3% cash back on future purchases, including gas, online shopping, dining, travel, drugstores, or home improvements and furnishings.
For more information on the new Cash Rewards card, visit bankofamerica.com/cashback.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, on the DJV program, a couple of items from the Food and Drug Administration. They're taking steps to ensure broader access for the opioid overdose reversal drug Naloxone.
Naloxone,
yeah. The commissioner says the agency will streamline drug labeling in hopes of encouraging more companies to develop an over-the-counter version of it. Needs certain consumer-friendly drug labels. Clearly explain how to use the drug. That's where it starts. And then drug makers say that they have a process of creating those labels, but it's tedious. That's why the FDA went ahead and made one for this specific use. The fellow that runs the FDA, Scott Gottlieb, he says this is the first time the agency has done something like this. The move is part of a wide-ranging effort to curb the number of opioid overdose deaths, almost 70,000 last year in our country alone. And naloxone can revive an opioid overdose patient who has either stopped breathing or breathing has really slowed down.
It's saved Demi Lovato's life, her assistant.
Yeah.
It feels like a lot of assistants in Hollywood are carrying this stuff around in their bags. So,
Jesus, what does that tell you?
Yeah, I know.
So, and all of these opioid overdoses are linked, by the way, to the marketing from these no-good drug companies. The marketing has increased the number of times doctors prescribe opioids. Researchers published a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Author of the study said, for every 3 extra payments made to physicians, for every 100,000 people in the country, opioid overdose deaths, opioid overdose deaths rose 18%. Why are the doctors being brought on the carpet for this?
Mm-hmm.
Right? They spent $40 million.
Urgent care doctors, though. I'm just going to say a lot of people get the prescriptions from those urgent care places,
right.
You know.
$40 million was spent, though, on opioid marketing dollars last year. Marketing just to doctors. $40 million. You don't think that's a problem? 21 after the hour. There's a question that needs an answer.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The hour now here on the DJV program, the power of radio, the power of love. Remember when Megan was a little girl, my daughter, she used to say, "You, Newark City," and she also called him Louis Hewis and the News. Huey Lewis and the News back. Signed a big deal with BMG to release their next album, which would be the first new original material in 18 years. I've always liked this sound. Crank this up, will you? It's a big pop. It's just a big pop, noisy sound that he was really good at. Hopefully he can recreate that. And they've won Grammys, sold over 20 million albums, been in the public spotlight for 39 years. That's the power. Well, that's power of song. Huey Lewis said, quote, "We're very excited about this new album. Honestly feel that it's among our best work. We can't wait to get it out to our fans." And, of course, they'll have a tour that'll be attached. But this is, don't you love this? Listen to this song.
I always liked Huey Lewis.
Yeah.
The good thing is, I actually saw him in concert. And it was like a small venue. And he was so much fun.
Is he from New Orleans? Where is he from?
That's a good question.
I think he's a southern guy.
I always like Huey Lewis, though, and the good thing is if you like one song, then you'll like them all, because they all sound exactly the same. Yeah.
They do. It's kind of like Boy George and Culture Club. All the songs, if you like them, then you like all their songs, because they all
sound the same. There's something to that, though, to stick to a brand. There's a lot of artists who just want to feel all their artsy feelings, you know?
And he was born in New York City.
He was a New Yorker, really.
Born in New York City, yep.
Must have been
Southern New York City.
Lower Manhattan. Lower Manhattan.
Yeah, exactly.
You got it right, Doug. No worries.
Now, you know, that goes back to the early days of rock, when all the, you know, some of the silly songs that came out all sounded the same. You can find any number of artists in the 50s and 60s, especially. Every one of their songs all sounded the same. Changed the lyric a little bit, but that was, you know, everything else sounded just the same. So, there you go. Now, let's move on to a soundtrack from Rent Live. I didn't know. I think maybe a year or so ago, I actually understood what Rent was. So now Sony has announced the release of the original soundtrack of the Fox live television event, which is supposed to be the first of next month. But this has been a hugely successful play on Broadway, hasn't it, Victoria?
It was, yeah, and then a tour, yeah. And internationally it's played, yeah.
Right.
People
Why,
go
the
nuts
story?
For this. I don't what? Get it. It's not, I don't know, I don't like the music to it, and I'm not into it, but people, like, have been very
What's
loyal
the story?
To this show.
What is the story?
It's a bunch of artists. Some of them have AIDS, and they're living in, like, the slums of New York somewhere, and they can't pay their rent.
That's what you want. It's set in New York's East Village, tells the story of seven artists struggling to follow their dreams during a time of great social and political turmoil.
I think it's
turmoil.
Set in the 80s, but I'm not sure. I haven't seen it.
So the album that's going to be released on the 1st will include tracks from the musical itself, the live performances with cast members, and then the TV broadcast, which is, I'm confused. Oh, they're going to make it available on February 1st, but the actual airing is the 27th, which is, what, next Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, next Sunday, 8. So you can pre-order it now, soundtrack released digitally and as a two-disc CD. After the, let's see, that's the Friday after the musical event on television. Cast includes Vanessa Hudgens. She was at the Aretha concert. I forgot to mention her name.
She Jordan. Performed?
Yeah.
That's weird. Yeah. It sounds like they just got random people.
Yeah, they did. Well, they
and I like
together.
Her, and she's fine, but that's just weird.
Yeah, it was a weird, I'm telling you, it was a weird combo of people, I told you that. Jordan Fisher will, he was in Fox's Grease Live a couple of years ago, so he's in it. Plus, the Greatest Showman breakout star, Keila Settle, is that her name? Keila? Joins the ensemble of singing solo.
Name, she's amazing, yeah.
See, you may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today is the 33rd National Observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a federal holiday, and the eldest son of Dr. King reflects on his father's legacy. Martin Luther King III speaking about his father's visions for America at the National Cathedral yesterday.
My father's last book was entitled, Where Do We Go From Here? Chaos or Community? Obviously, he wanted us to achieve community.
Negotiators for striking teachers in L.A. public schools working on this holiday, trying to end the strike in the nation's second biggest school district. 30,000 teachers went on strike last Monday, demanding higher pay, smaller class sizes, and more support staff. A 19-year-old Alabama man now facing capital murder charges for shooting and killing a Mobile, Alabama cop yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Now and pass around the tater tots on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here. Victoria has the trending story. Jennifer, is that she's got her blood pressure monitor and she's all set? She's okay? Kara Schillen?
Thanks, Doc.
I just pronounced you. Instead of man and wife, you're all okay. All right, hey, so Victoria, thanks. Bring us into this show. Welcome into this half hour, please.
Well, let's talk about something else that's fun and okay. The 39th annual Golden Raspberry Awards have been, the nominations have been announced. And if you're not familiar with those are called the Razzies. Now, this celebrates the worst in movies that come out of Hollywood. And they
and typically the movies I like best, actually.
Yeah, me too.
I always like what's on that list better.
The quote-unquote winners of the Razzies will be announced on February 23rd. That is the day before the Oscars get handed out. So here are some of the nominations this year. For Worst Picture, Gotti, which looked terrible. The Happy Time Murders.
Was Travolta.
Holmes,
wasn't that Travolta?
That was. Yep. No. Holmes and Watson. I heard the that movie was terrible. Been, yeah, awful. You've been talking about that. stuff behind the scenes. Robin Hood, which is a movie you actually liked, Doug.
I did
that
like
that. That
got
nominated
yes.
for Worst Picture. And Winchester, which is a movie that I saw that starred Helen Mirren about the widow Winchester and that crazy house that she kept building all night long every day.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It wasn't
weird.
A great movie, but it wasn't terrible. But she's nominated also as Worst Actress in the movie for Winchester. Jennifer Garner got a Razzie nomination for being Worst Actress in Peppermint, which I didn't see, but...
That was an okay movie. It was an okay movie.
Melissa McCarthy got double nominations. She was nominated for Worst Actress in The Happy Time Murders and Life of the Party. And Amber Heard also...
I actually liked Life of the Party. I mean, it's not going to win an Oscar or anything, but it was a sweet movie.
It looks cute.
Yeah, it's cute. I saw it on an airplane. It was fine.
These damn critics, what do they know? Honestly.
Well, I think the Razzies are sort of based, are loosely based on the data from Rotten Tomatoes. So this is sort of fan voted. Worst actor nominations go to Johnny Depp for Sherlock Gnomes, even though he's not even in the movie. It's animated. It's just his voice, so I'm not sure why they're picking on him. Will Ferrell got a nomination for Worst Actor in Holmes and Watson. John Travolta for Gotti. Donald J. Trump as himself, somehow he got nominated for Worst Actor in Death of a Nation and Fahrenheit 11-9. I guess he makes appearances in both of those movies.
Anybody, Willis, any reason to take a shot at him? Just take a shot at Trump.
And Bruce Willis, well, Fahrenheit 11-9 also got nominated for Worst Picture, too, so I don't think anybody liked any of it. Bruce Willis was also nominated for Death Wish for Worst Actor. So the Razzies will be handed
out on the 23rd.
I'm going to bet,
though, on the other side, from what I hear about this M. Night Shyamalan movie, I did not see. I saw Stan and Ollie over the weekend, which was pretty sad, actually. The story, what's his face, who was in Watson and Holmes
John
with
C.
Farrell.
Riley.
Yeah, quite a good actor.
Yeah.
And he does the same thing in this movie that Christian Bale did in Vice. When you look at him, you cannot tell it's him. That's how good the makeup is. Whatever they do to change their appearances, they looked. It was just a guy named Coogan, who's an English actor, who's actually quite good. He plays Oliver Hardy. I mean, plays Stan Laurel. And it was a nice. It was sad though. It was about the end of their careers, and it was just kind of sad. But at any rate, there are a lot of those good movies around that don't. They get ignored like all the rest of the, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's there that's good that gets lost.
Have you seen Roma yet? I still don't know anyone who's seen it.
I went, it is playing at the same theater where Stan and Ollie were playing, and I was, my intention was to go there and see that movie, and if I didn't like it, I was going to leave in time to watch Stan and Ollie. But I didn't have time because I was so busy clearing out the yard here. I didn't get done until 5 o'clock, so I didn't have time to make both of them. But I do. It's there, and I'll make it my business to go see it, and then I'll report to you if I can. Today it's so damn cold. Maybe I'll go early this evening and see it. So there's that. Yeah, the Razzies. Ugh. Okay. What else do we know about? Oh, was there something else about the Oscars I read over the weekend? How are they going to do it? I guess that hasn't changed.
I think they're definitely going without a host, right?
Yeah.
And
right,
I think they're just going to have, they're trying to get as many presenters, I guess, as possible, big names.
Yeah. Right.
To just, you know, kind of, I'm assuming, you know, a voice of God kind of a thing. But other than that, I don't know. It'll be boring.
All right. I started the hour by saying I had a couple of things from the FDA. We're talking about opioids and stuff. Here's something that I believe is worth consideration. And you know me, I'm not a big fan of the FDA and the government in general, but I think this consideration has some merit. The commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration says that the e-cigarette industry is going to face what he considered an existential threat because of the number of young people who are vaping, and as it goes up, the commissioner says e-cigarette makers may either they set up regulations to stop marketing to young people, or are they going to yank the e-cigarettes off the market? Who thinks this is a good idea?
I think they should take them off the market anyway, because they're not good for kids. They're not good for adults.
Good for anybody.
So I think that this is a time where I am 100% behind the government saying, nope, let's just get rid of this because it's, what's the point? Who is it helping? It's just,
there are those who would say, Victoria, that it's a personal choice and
that's kind of what I feel like. I feel like as much as I can't stand it and as much as I think it serves no purpose, I don't know. That's a slippery slope. It's one of those things.
You know what it does, Jennifer?
Yeah.
It proves how effective advertising, all of this stuff.
Sure does.
The opioid thing with all of the doctors. If you didn't hear me talking about that a little while ago, what was it, $39, $40 million spent last year to market opioids to doctors. So if they are that easily, I guess, influenced by advertising, and then advertising works. And in this circumstance,
life is full of really tough choices, and is removing one of those things going to do anybody any good? The idea is we should want people to make the right choice because it's the right choice. And
yes, we should.
I don't know. I just don't think that I don't know that people really think. I don't know that it's that the information is out there in terms of marketing to show people how poisonous this stuff really is. So if you're going to leave them on the market, then there should be, like, the way the tobacco industry has to do so many numbers of PSAs, public service announcements and things, then they should have something just for vaping to show commercial upon commercial of this is even worse for you than a regular cigarette.
Yeah.
And that's something that just needs to be hammered into people's brains. And then maybe they will make the right choice. I don't know.
So there have been some plans that were put forth to limit flavored e-cigarette sales.
Mm-hmm.
Age restrictions enforced there, but that just, you can't, they have them at gas stations now, convenience stores, and they're trying to limit that. But it's, I hear what Jennifer's saying, and as a libertarian thinker, I agree to a point, but I also every once in a while come down on the side of regulation, and this may be one of them, because we apparently are not smart enough. This is, if we had an educated population, or a school system that was actually working, Jennifer, where these sorts of things, health education, which is woefully poorly taught, we ought to have, it should be a federal mandate. You have reading, writing, what is it, STEM or STEAM stuff, they call it now. And this is then health education. Well, it includes sex education, is not a part of the curriculum, and it really needs to be. Every other progressive country I know of.
We need to limit businesses businesses should do the right thing and not allow people to vape in public places, because mm-hmm. one of the things that people like about vaping is that you're not disrupting people with smoke so much. So you can sneak them into a nightclub. You can sneak them into a restaurant or a bathroom or whatever, so people can actually get that. If businesses, and this would actually be capitalism working here, if businesses would say, no, not on my grounds, that might take away some of the glamour behind it, because a lot of people look at it as the alternative where they can get what they need without encroaching mm-hmm. on other people.
Yeah, you're right. All right, in a moment, a focus on Mexico that has nothing to do with migrants. That's up next here on the DJV Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Ross. How much do you know about the most common smoking-related disease, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD?
It's a disease of the airways that causes obstruction to airflow and causes difficulty breathing. So shortness of breath is the most common symptom, along with cough and sputum production.
Dr. Paul Scanlon, a Mayo Clinic pulmonologist, says if you know someone who smokes, you probably know someone with COPD.
It affects tens of millions of Americans, 7 to 10% of the population, depending on how you count it.
While complications from COPD can sometimes be deadly, a COPD diagnosis in and of itself is not a death sentence.
If you quit smoking, lung function improves a little bit and then stabilizes so that you can live to a ripe old age with only mild impairment. You won't get substantially worse if you quit smoking.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Calotren, Calotren, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calitrin besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calitrin. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get the fourth one free. Toploss.com. Using the code DJV.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so let's go to Mexico, where the president there, Mr. Andres Manuel López Obrador, doubling down on his pledge to end fuel theft after a ruptured gas pipeline led to an explosion, killed 66 people over the weekend. It happened in a small community north of Mexico City, an illegal fuel tap left the pipeline bursting with gasoline. In other words, people find these pipelines, they just drill into them and steal the gas.
Yeah, it was a fireball. If you saw any of the pictures, it was crazy.
Yeah. Mexico's defense secretary said 25 troops were sent to the scene, couldn't control the residents at the site. A couple of hours later, the fuel catching fire, big explosion. Video on social media depicts people running from the flames. The fire took 4 hours to put out. There had been a big problem in Mexico with fuel theft. All sorts of folk last year, $3 billion in stolen fuel on the black market last year. So the president has shut off some of the pipelines. You know, we don't have that problem here. And I'm wondering if this is not a suggestion to have it. You know, you mentioned things to people. Oh, okay, maybe we've got to try to figure that out. Because we have pipelines, as you know, crisscrossing this country. There are, 140-some-odd pipelines all over the place, some of them below ground, some of them above ground. When we think of pipelines, we only think of the ones that have been in the news lately, like the one that the Indians were trying to keep from being built last year.
Keystone,
not successful.
Yeah.
Huh?
The Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah, the Keystone.
Think about
and then
that.
There's the Alaska Pipeline. But I didn't know until last year. I think I looked at the network, a picture, a graph of all of the pipelines that crisscross our country. They're all over the place. Gas pipelines. I've got a gas pipeline goes through my farm, but not an oil pipeline or a gasoline pipeline. But there are lots of them around. So I guess something, or what's the old expression, word to the wise, maybe somebody's got plans and I don't know. I never thought it was a problem, at least here in our country. 10 before the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To hear and enjoy the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, the Money Pit's fabulous, the colloquialisms in the Money Pit theme are fabulous, and so is the guy who's the co-host, Tommy the K. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit is here to answer your questions and to focus in on things that are important, the weather, the cold. We have here where I am. You're down in Texas today, but here in New England, wind chill factors, at least on the farm, about 30 below zero. It's supposed to. One of the things that I wondered about yesterday as it was snowing and the ice and stuff was forming, I have a gutter tape that will keep the gutters from getting frozen. But I don't know whether to use them all the time or not, because don't they burn holes in the, if you leave them on too long, don't they burn holes in the roof and the shingles?
So you're talking about the heating tape that goes along the edge of the roof, and you know that's one way that folks will try to prevent ice dams, which happens when water. The rain, I mean, the snow will melt up higher on the roof, and the water runs down to that roof edge. Because the roof edge is sort of in the ambient space, right, because there's no heat under that overhang. it will freeze and then sort of block and dam up any subsequent water that comes
right.
down.
Yep.
So that's the idea behind that. Now, no, it's not. I don't think it's going to burn holes in your roof, Doug. That would be very dangerous, obviously. But
yeah.
if your home was better insulated and you had better ventilation in your typical roof, then you wouldn't have as warm a space above the rest mm-hmm. of the house,
mm-hmm.
and therefore you wouldn't have the same amount of like melting and water that runs down and actually forms the ice dam in the first place. Good insulation and good ventilation can prevent that. And then the other thing, of course, it's too late to talk about this now, but if you're putting on a new roof, you put in a material called ice and water shield, which is like a rubberized sheet that goes up 3 feet to 4 feet over the roof edge. And this way, if the ice dam ever forms, the water really doesn't have anywhere to go. With a typical shingle, it can run under the shingle, right? With ice dams under that, can't happen.
See, that's fabulous. I didn't even know that existed. So that's a great tip for everybody listening. The Money Pit Home Improvement Newsletter every week comes out. Sign up for it at moneypit.com. Included, as long as we're talking about what the weather is all about, you got a very good story about keeping your dog safe and cozy in the wintertime. That's very compelling stuff. So this is the sort of thing. It's not just about roofs and heaters and stuff, but this is a very important tip, I think.
Yep, absolutely. So we pretty much covered it all in that newsletter. And we've got a lot of pet content on moneypit.com, you know, tips about, you know, the kinds of risks that animals face in the wintertime. Like, for example, you know, a lot of folks are using corrosive materials. And it couldn't just be you. You might be walking a dog down the street and the dogs are stepping in rock salt and that can burn their feet. So tips about, you know, how to use doggy booties, different types of dog coats that are available. All that's online at moneypit.com.
All right. Here's a question from Marilyn, one of our listeners. I'm getting sudden bursts of hot water in the middle of a shower. What's the problem?
Most likely the valve for your shower is not, we call it a pressure balanced valve. You know, if you have uneven amounts of hot and cold water or it fluctuates, that usually happens when something else is running in the house. Could be dishwasher, could be, you know, somebody's running a sink. And the mix between hot and cold will change, and that's how you get either a scalding hot blast or a freezing cold blast. A pressure balance valve is a type of valve for a shower that, regardless of the pressure, keeps the mix of hot and cold always the same. So if you had a pressure balance valve and somebody, you know, flushed a toilet somewhere else, you may have a less pressure in the shower, but the balance of that hot and cold wouldn't change, and therefore you would not be scalded or, you know, sent into the freezing cold.
Right. I think that's a really interesting reality. I think when I stay in cheap hotels, that becomes a problem. All right. Adam has rearranged his furniture and has scuff marks on his floor. What does he get rid of? How does he get rid of them?
Scuff marks. Okay, three things. Magic eraser works really well on scuff marks. You can pick those up at any home center or supermarket. If that doesn't work, you can try Scotch-Brite pads. You know, the scouring pads for like Teflon surfaces.
Yeah.
That will take them off. And if that doesn't work, try WD-40 because that can break down that scuff. But you got to rinse it
because
it's slippery. Better rinse it.
WD-40. All right. So there's some great tips. Helping you out is Tom Kreidler.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.